Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
G'day, I'm Merck, and welcome to episode 28 of Erk to the Penalty Box, covering the Australian Ice Hockey League Weekend 15, covering the 1st and the 2nd of August. We're now in the final month of the Australian Ice Hockey League, and teams are starting to get their final spots confirmed or denied, depending on the situation. So we have the current weekend coming up, the 8th and 9th of August, and then the following weekend, the 15th, 16th of August, and then the final weekend of the regular season on the 22nd, 23rd of August, and then the semi-finals on the 29th and the grand final on the 30th. So it's starting to get real. And let's have a look at what happened last week. In a rather short week, the Melbourne Ice didn't play. The Brave played once, the Thunder played once, the Adrenaline played once, the Bears played once, the Ice Dogs played twice, and the North Stars played twice, and the Mustangs played twice. So a bit of a short week for some of the teams. On Saturday, the Newcastle North Stars defeated the Sydney Bears 3-2 at the Penrith Ice Palace. The next game in what was a home game for the Ice Dogs but played in Canberra, the CBR Brave defeated the Ice Dogs 10-2 in Canberra. And also on Saturday, the Fox Sports Game of the Week in Perth, the Mustangs defeated the Perth Thunder 5-0. And then on Sunday, two games on Sunday, I was able to listen to some of the game from Adelaide. The Adelaide Adrenaline defeated the Melbourne Mustangs 8-7 in a shootout in Adelaide. And high scoring in Newcastle, the Newcastle North Stars defeated the Sydney Ice Dogs 9-1, including two penalty shots, one for each team. So let's have a look at the ladder as things stand at the moment. The Newcastle North Stars have now been confirmed as having a spot in the final series. Where they'll end up, who knows at this stage. The Newcastle North Stars are on 51 points. And then well away from them are the Thunder on 43. They're tied with the Melbourne Ice. In clear fourth spot are the CBR Brave on 39. The Adrenaline are on 34 in fifth position. The Mustangs are in sixth on 31. The Bears are on 30 in seventh. And the Ice Dogs are on zero, although effectively, of course, as we mentioned last week, effectively they're minus one. So let's have a look at the games played, and remembering that we have a 28-game season. The North Stars have played 23, the Thunder have played 22, the Ice have played 23, the Brave have played 24, the Adrenaline have played 22, the Mustangs have played 23, the Bears have played 22, and the Ice Dogs have won 23. So that order again, North Stars 51, Thunder and Ice 43, Brave 39, that's your top four at the moment, and what is honestly looking to be the top four, but who knows in what order, with the possible exception of the Newcastle North Stars. They'll more than likely be on top. The Adrenaline on 34, the Mustangs on 31, the Bears on 30, and the Ice Dogs on 0. Looking at the top four in some detail, the Newcastle North Stars have 16 wins, 4 losses, 3 overtime losses for 51 points. I should say shootout losses. The Thunder have 13 wins, 6 losses, 1 shootout win, 2 shootout losses for 43 points. The Melbourne Ice have 12 wins, 7 losses, 3 shootout wins, 1 shootout loss for 43 points. And the Brave in 4th spot, 11 wins, 9 losses, 2 shootout wins, 2 shootout losses. And then below them, the bottom 4, the Adrenaline have 10 wins, 9 losses, 1 shootout win, 2 shootout losses for 34 points. The Mustangs have 8 wins, 11 losses, 3 shootout wins, 1 shootout loss for 31. The Bears have 9 wins, 11 losses, 1 shootout win, 1 shootout loss for 30. And the Ice Dogs effectively are 0-23. So that is what is happening in a nutshell. Before I go on to this weekend's games, what I should actually do for the top four, I should have a look at their run home. I'll do it for all the teams in alphabetical order, their run home, before we go into detail for next week. The Adelaide Adrenaline. This weekend, they host the North Stars in a doubleheader at home in Adelaide. And then on the 15th and 16th of August, they have a doubleheader in Melbourne against the Mustangs. And then on the last weekend of the regular season, they host the Perth Thunder in Adelaide. So they have North Stars, Mustangs, Mustangs, Thunder, Thunder. That's what the Adelaide Adrenaline are currently looking at. We go on to the CBR Brave, and they only have 4 games to go. They have a doubleheader against the Perth Thunder this weekend in Canberra. And then on the following Saturday, next weekend, the 15th, they host the Newcastle North Stars in Canberra. And then finally, on August 22nd, the Ice Dogs travel down to Canberra, but again, that's an Ice Dogs home game. So, for the rest of the competition, CBR Brave don't leave Canberra. So, they've got Thunder, Thunder, North Stars, and Ice Dogs. So, a fairly favourable run home, even though they do play 3 games against other teams in the top 3. Then we go down to the Melbourne Ice. This weekend, they head to Sydney after having last weekend off. They play the Ice Dogs tomorrow, as I'm recording this, the 8th of August, and then the Bears on Sunday at Penrith. And then they're on the road the following weekend, a doubleheader against Perth in Perth. That'll be some interesting games. And then the final game they have on Sunday the 23rd of August, they host the Bears in Melbourne just before the semi-final. So they've got 2 road trips coming up. They've got a Sydney road trip and a Perth road trip coming up. So not necessarily ideal for the Ice, and certainly a lot of time away from the Medibank Ice House. They're not back there until the 23rd. Let's have a look at the Mustangs. They're also on a Sydney road trip this weekend. They play the Bears tomorrow on the 8th at Penrith and the Ice Dogs on Sunday at Liverpool, and then they remain in Melbourne. They host the Adelaide Adrenaline the following weekend, the 15th and 16th of August, and host the Bears on the 22nd in Melbourne. So they've got Bears, Ice Dogs, Adrenaline, Adrenaline, Bears. So not a bad run home for them. They've got 2 games against the Adrenaline, who are above them at the moment. But we'll see what happens with the Mustangs. They've had a great late season charge. Let's have a look at the Newcastle North Stars and their run home. They head over to Adelaide this weekend and they play Adelaide in 2 games. And then they travel down to Canberra on the 15th, next weekend. They travel down to Canberra and they play the CBR Brave in Canberra. And then on Sunday they return home and face the Bears on the Sunday, and then on Sunday, August 23, their last game of the regular season, in what should be a good warm-up for the finals for them, they play the Ice Dogs at home. So they've got Adrenaline, Brave, Bears, Ice Dogs. So not a bad run, and they've got this weekend's road trip to Adelaide to get out of the way, and then one trip to Canberra, and then they have two games at home to finish up. The Perth Thunder, what are they doing? They do the Canberra road trip this weekend, two games against the Brave, and then next week they host the Melbourne Ice for two games, the 15th and 16th, and then for the last weekend they're in Adelaide for two games against the Adrenaline. So they've got Brave, Ice, Adrenaline. So they've got, so far they're playing teams all in the top four. We have a look at the Bears. Now the Bears really must win this weekend. They host the Mustangs and the Ice on Saturday and Sunday respectively this weekend. Then they're on the road. They have the fourth battle of Sydney against the Ice Dogs on the 15th. They play Newcastle in Newcastle on the 16th. And then they head down to Melbourne to play the Mustangs and the Ice respectively the weekend before the semi-finals. So they've got Mustangs, Ice Dogs, North Stars, Mustangs and Ice. So not an easy run, but they have beaten all of those teams this year, and of course it'll be vital to see what they do this weekend. And the Sydney Ice Dogs to finish up, they have a doubleheader this weekend. They're hosting the Ice on Saturday and the Mustangs on Sunday. And then the final home game in Liverpool for them is on the 15th against the Bears. And then on the 22nd, they go to Canberra for a home game. And then the following day on the 23rd, they go to Newcastle. So they've got Ice, Mustangs, Bears, Brave and North Stars. So no easy games, obviously, for the Ice Dogs there. It'll be interesting to see what happens Bears and Ice Dogs next weekend. That is going to be rather interesting. So that's a look at what is happening and the run home. And in a moment, we'll have a look at the week that was and have a look around the league, see what happened.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
All of the music on Erk to the Penalty Box comes courtesy of the Zambonis. Let's have a look at last weekend's games, last Sunday and last Saturday. Starting with Saturday, of course, the Sydney Bears hosted the Newcastle North Stars at the Penrith Ice Palace. The Newcastle North Stars opened the scoring in the third minute with a short-handed goal to the original some guy, Robert Molloy. 1-0 North Stars, and then with 32 seconds remaining in the period, Pat Naden scored, making it 2-0 North Stars at the end of the first. Shots on goal favouring the North Stars 15-10. In the second period, Newcastle North Stars halfway through the period got a power play goal to Scott Swiston, making it 3-0 Newcastle North Stars. And then about a minute later, Richard Tesarek, or Richard Tesarek as I've been calling him all year, scored for the Bears, making it 3-1 Newcastle North Stars. And then with a minute 22 remaining in the period, after some great lead-up work from the Schlampmeister, Joe Hartcherick scored with a minute 22 remaining in the second period to make it 3-2 Newcastle North Stars. Shots at goal there favouring the Bears 15-5, looking to throw everything and the kitchen sink at the North Stars. And then in the third period, somewhat surprisingly, there were no goals. And shots on goal favour the Bears 11-10 there, in total favouring the Bears 36-30. Newcastle converted 1 out of 2 of their power plays, and the Bears didn't convert 3 of theirs. And as I mentioned earlier, a shorthanded goal to the Newcastle North Stars in the first period. So a very tight game, the Bears just couldn't get over the line in that one. And a quality game there. Having a look at in goals, Dane Davis started for the North Stars, picking up the W, saving 34 out of 36. Camille Urina, he saved 27 out of 30. Not necessarily a bad day in net for him. He was certainly a major difference in keeping the score as close as it did. So the Newcastle North Stars, quality game that one. My commentator Julian on Bears Hockey Radio, he commented that in commentary that was the hardest that he'd had to work all year. So it was a highly emotional and highly fast-paced game. Having a look at a contrasting game where there was lots of shooting and lots of goals, the CBR Brave in Canberra, but an Ice Dogs home game, defeated the Sydney Ice Dogs 10-2. Now, it shouldn't surprise anybody who's followed the CBR Brave that Stephen Blunden is one of their top scorers, and on this occasion he scored 5 goals and 3 assists in his effort. So if 3 goals is a hat-trick and 4 goals is a Texas hat-trick or a pan-streak, what is 5? I've got no idea. But he scored both goals in the first period to make it 2-0 CBR Brave. One at 9:37 and one at 1:06. Shots at goal shots at goal favouring the Brave 12-6 in that period. Needless to say, it was all CBR Brave in the second period as well, with a power play goal to Kyle Marinari at the 11:08 mark, which denied Stephen Blunden his natural hat trick. A natural hat trick is one that's the same player 3 goals in a row. But he made up with 2 goals in a minute to Stephen Blunden at 6:45 and 6:12 to make the score 5-0 CBR Brave at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the CBR Brave 19-4. And then in the third period, the Ice Dogs did come back with a couple of goals, and the goals were certainly flowing freely in the third period. Goals to Kelly Joffrey, Stephen Blunden, Matt Harvey, Kelly Joffrey again, Jordan Gavin scoring for the CBR Brave, and Jackson Knott and Mario Passaroli scoring for the Sydney Ice Dogs. Is there anything that Passaroli guy can't do? I'm still waiting for him to go in net for the Ice Dogs. Speaking of in net for the Ice Dogs, Jake Burgess, of course, having a horror day in the office, as you can imagine, saving 32 out of 42 in his 41 minutes on the ice. And then Marco Tomseo, I think his name is, he saved all 6 of his shots with 8:12 remaining towards the end of the game. But needless to say, the game was well and truly gone by that stage. In net for CBR Brave, Oleski Toivonen, again impressive. Not as much work to do as Jake Burgess, needless to say, saving 25 out of 27. CBR Brave converted 1 out of 4 of their power plays. The Ice Dogs didn't convert any of theirs. CBR Brave winning shots on goal 48-27. And so another difficult day, needless to say, in the office for the Ice Dogs. And then our final game of Saturday. Speaking of hard days in the office, it was a hard day in the office for Perth Thunder, with the Melbourne Mustangs winning 5-0. There were goals in the first period of Jamie Burke and Jeff Grant. Jeff Grant's goal at 4:07 being a power play goal. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs 9-6. In the second period, only 1 goal to Joey Hughes at 6:11. Shots on goal favouring the Thunder 12-8. and then a couple of goals to Vadim Vajazov. I should listen to Miles when he says that name, because then he'll tell me how to pronounce it. But he scored two goals in the third period at 18:05 and 11:28. And that gave the Melbourne Mustangs the 5-0 win against the Thunder, and a shutout to Fraser Carson. Shots on goal, according to the game sheet, favouring the Perth Thunder 33-25. Mustangs converted 1 out of 4 of their power plays, and the Perth Thunder didn't convert any of theirs. They didn't even get on the scoreboard. Fraser Carson, perfect day in the office, 33 shots saved for him, and in net, Mark Guggenberger saved 19 out of 24 in his 45 and a bit minutes on the net. And then right at the end of the game, Mark McCann came up, saved his only shot in 4 minutes, and Guggenberger picks up the loss. So big win there for the Melbourne Mustangs, as they were in the middle of their Perth Adelaide road trip.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
Vyasov, that's how he pronounces it, Vyasov. And I'm going to have to remember that name very carefully, because on Sunday the Melbourne Mustangs travelled to Adelaide, and it was a high quality game. Unfortunately, I couldn't hear a lot of it via the radio coverage from the Adelaide Adrenaline. Eric over there was having some massive technical problems, but I did get to hear the third period, and it was a cracking third period, and it ended up going into shootout. I was trying to follow the game on Twitter as much as I can in the first and second period, and also do a bit of troubleshooting over the internet with the audio and that sort of thing. And I was even asking people if they can check for NHL players in the building, because the first period absolutely went off for both teams. The Adelaide Adrenaline won the first period 5-3. There were goals to Joseph Rezik and Jonathan Boxhill some very early up in the third minute to make it 2-0 Adelaide Adrenaline. And then Jamie Burke hit back a few minutes later to make it 2-1 Adelaide Adrenaline, before the Adelaide Adrenaline scored a shorthanded goal thanks to Darren Courtsens to make it 3-1 Adrenaline. And then Ulrich Heklova made it 4-1 Adrenaline a couple of minutes later. Joey Hughes got one for the Mustangs, making it 4-2 at 4:39, and then a power play goal within the next minute and a half for Jamie Burke, making it 4-3 to the Adelaide Adrenaline. And then with 45 seconds to go, Jonathan Boxall got his second goal for the Adrenaline to make it 5-3 Adrenaline at the end of the first. Despite all that, shots on goal only favoured Adelaide 12-8. In the second period, Vadim Vyasov, I think I got that right this time, he got an unassisted goal 5 minutes into the period to make it 5-4 Adrenaline. Joey Hughes equalised with his second goal with 5:03 remaining to make it 5-5. And then making it 6-5 with 34 seconds to go, a power play goal to the Adrenaline to Corey Heklova again to make it 6-5 Adrenaline at the end of the second. Shots on goal favouring the Mustangs 11-8. And then in the third period, Brendan McDowell equalised with a power play goal in the second minute to make it 6-6. And then they took the lead, thanks to Jeff Grant, the Mustangs, with 8:48 remaining. And then Corey Heckle over again, that's his hat trick, tying up with 90 seconds to go. 7-7, we go into a shootout. Now, Vadim Vyasov, I got it right that time, stopped myself. Vadim Vyasov, he didn't score with his attempt for the Mustangs, neither did Joey Hughes or Corey Banfield. And for the Adelaide Adrenaline, Tyler Grave and Joseph Rezik didn't convert with their attempts either. And Corey Hecklover, he was the game winner. He was successful in his shootout, and the Adelaide Adrenaline got the shootout win against the Mustangs 8-7. Shots on goal in the third period favouring the Mustangs 19-11, and in total favouring the Mustangs 38-31. Mustangs converting 2 out of 4 of their power plays, and the Adelaide Adrenaline converting 1 out of 2 of theirs. So both teams were 50% on the power play, and not many penalties either. So not a lot of penalty minutes there. Of course, no one really likes to have a shootout loss. Fraser Carson saving 24 out of 31 in the shootout loss there. And then in net, it was an interesting situation. Peter King started. He was pulled after almost 12 minutes. He saved 3 out of 6. Charlie Smart came back and he saved 28 out of 32 for the remaining 38 minutes 16 seconds for the game. And then in a very interesting move, they put Peter King back in net for the shootout, and he saved all his shots in the shootout, so he was on the ice when the game-winning goal was scored. He gets the W despite only being on the ice for 11 minutes 41, and so he picks up the W, and good time had by Adelaide, good game, and unfortunately there could only be one winner. Melbourne Mustangs still taking 1 point back with them from that game, so a 4-point weekend for them. And Adelaide seemingly not too bad after their 2 week vacation, basically. And so that was a very, very interesting game. And unfortunately, as I said, I would have loved to have heard that whole game. But technical problems happen. And then towards the end of that game, this game was starting the Newcastle North Stars and the Sydney Ice Dogs in Newcastle. I was able to watch this game on the stream. Needless to say, the North Stars dominated with goals to Scott Swiston, Robert Mollet and Rob Stark in the first period. Newcastle North Stars 3-0. Shots on goal favouring the North Stars 16-4. In the second period, it continued with goals to Scott Swiston, Jordy Woodrick, Robert Mollet and Jason Chalker. 7-0 Newcastle North Stars. Shots on goal favouring the North Stars 16-6. And then in the third period, Shane Southwood got a goal to make it 8-0 North Stars. Adam Kimberley got himself a penalty shot and converted from the Sydney Ice Dogs to make it 8-1. And then with a minute 9 remaining, JFK got himself a power play goal for the Newcastle North Stars and the final score of 9-1. Lots of penalties on this occasion. One penalty each in the first period, not too bad. And then the second period, there was certainly a lot of different penalties for different reasons. Roughing, interference, boarding, roughing and misconduct, slashing, charging. And then in the third period, more penalties, boarding, roughing, game misconduct, roughing, delay of game, hooking, slashing, holding, roughing, delay of game. So certainly lots of fisticuffs, especially with 2 minutes, 2 remaining. Brian Funes and Shannon McGregor for the Ice Dogs, and Hayden Sheard and David Ferrari for the Newcastle North Stars. Jake Burgess, another difficult afternoon in the office for him, saving 44 out of 53, certainly having to do a lot of work. And Josh Brokman was in net for the Newcastle North Stars on this occasion, They gave Dane Davis a rest. He saved 13 out of 14. The only one that he let through was that penalty shot. Shots on goal favouring the Newcastle North Stars 21-4 in the last period and 53-14 in total. The Ice Dogs didn't convert any of their power plays, and the Newcastle North Stars only converted 1 out of 10 of those. So imagine if they'd have converted some of their power plays. Who knows what might have happened there. So let's close that off. We'll have a look at this weekend, what is happening, in a moment, and then I've got some more news about something that's happening at the end of the season.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
So let's have a look at what's happening this weekend, August 8 and 9. The two Melbourne teams, the Mustangs and the Ice, are heading up to Sydney. The Mustangs play the Bears on Sunday. So, no, they don't. Oh, my God. The Mustangs play the Bears on Saturday at Penrith, and they host the Ice on Sunday at Penrith. The Ice Dogs host the Ice on Saturday and the Mustangs on Sunday. The Brave host Thunder in two games over the weekend in Canberra, and the Adrenaline host the Newcastle North Stars both days in Adelaide. So, Ice at the Ice Dogs, Mustangs at the Bears, North Stars at the Adrenaline, Thunder at the Brave, North Stars at the Adrenaline, Ice at the Bears, Mustangs at the Ice Dogs, and Thunder at the Brave. So, a big weekend with all teams in action, as they should be. Just to remind you about the competition standings and how it stands at the moment. North Stars are on 51, Thunder and Ice are on 43, Brave are on 39, that's your top four. Adrenaline 34, Mustangs 31, Bears 30, and Ice Dogs 0. Now, of course, as I mentioned earlier, we have the semi-finals on the 29th of August on the Saturday, and then on the Sunday the 30th is the grand final. It's 1v4 at 3 p.m. on Saturday the 29th of August, and then after that at 6:30 p.m. Team 2 versus Team 3, and then the next day on the Sunday it's the winner of semi-final 1 against the winner of semi-final 2. All of that at the Medibank Ice House in Melbourne. That's on the 29th and 30th of August. But on the 12th and 13th of September, the 12th and 13th of September, the Australian Ice Hockey League heads up to Newcastle for the inaugural All-Star Weekend. The Saturday, the 12th of September, is an All-Star Skills Competition, starting at 3:30 in the afternoon, and on Sunday the All-Star Game commences at 1 p.m. And tickets are available now via the league website. Now, having a look at the All-Star Skills Competition, the captains and coaches decide which players will take part in the six events. The six events are Breakaway Challenge, Fastest Skater, Elimination Shootout, Hardest Shot, Shooting Accuracy, and Puck Control. And needless to say, it's based on the NHL All-Stars concept. And then on Sunday, the game between the two teams, the two All-Star teams, on Sunday. Now, there's two teams. One is Team Bales, and one is Team Schlamp. So let's have a look at the lineup. Team Bales, based on Brian Bales from the Newcastle North Stars. The goalies are Kamil Urina from the Sydney Bears and Josh Brakeman from the Newcastle North Stars. And then the skaters are JFK from the North Stars, Robert Hasselhurst from the Thunder, Paddy Ward from the Bear, Shannon McGregor from the Ice Dogs, Thomas Menke from CBR Brave, Webke Doug and Joseph Rezik from the Adelaide Adrenaline, Mitch Humphries from Melbourne Ice, Brian Bales from Newcastle North Stars, Geordie Kroos, Andrew Cox and Luke Dagnault from the Perth Thunder, Kai Mittenen and Stephen Blunden from CBR Brave and Matt Lindsay from the Newcastle North Stars. And they're coached by Andrew Petrie and Joey T from the Newcastle North Stars. That's Team Bales. Your Honour, Brokeman, Kennedy, Hasselhurst, Ward, McGregor, Mankad, Doug, Rezik, Humphries, Bales, Kryos, Cox, Dagnault, Mittenen, Blunden and Lindsay. Team Bales. And then Team Schlamp. In goals, Dane Davis for the Newcastle North Stars and Fraser Carson from the Mustangs. Robert Molloy from the Newcastle North Stars, Jamie Woodman and Rick Del Basso from Perth Thunder, Daniel Pataki and Brian Fiennes from the Ice Dogs, James Byers and David Dunwoody from CBR Brave, Matt Armstrong and Tommy Power from Melbourne Ice, Michael Schlamp from the Bears, Pat O'Kane from the Mustangs along with Joey Hughes, Thomas Lander from the Sydney Bears along with Adrian Esposito and Matt Watini from the Newcastle North Stars, coached by Bears coaching staff Vlad Rubes and Ron Kopraski. So the lineup there, Davis, Carson, Molloy, Woodman, Del Basso, Pataki, Fiennes, Byers, Dunwoody, Armstrong, Powell, Schlamp, O'Kane, Lander, Hughes, Esposito, and Watini. So not some bad lineups. I would have really liked to have seen. Now, of course, some of these players may be subject to availability. Some of the other players that they may have considered might not have been available because it is basically 3 weeks after the season concludes and a lot of imports go home, and so some of them might not have been available, and there may be some changes to this lineup, who knows. I would have loved to have seen if they had have had a word to Ray Sheffield and said, hey Ray, would you like to captain the team for this particular occasion, and maybe Greg Oddie from the Adelaide Adrenaline could have got a start too. Who knows about that? You know, who knows who's available when, etc. But two teams, Team Bales and Team Schlamp, and that's the 12th and 13th of September, the All-Stars weekend. So that's it for this weekend. Don't forget to go out, have some fun, watch some hockey. It'll be interesting this weekend. The Bears-Mustangs game is the Fox Sports Game of the Week. And so no Bears Hockey Radio for that one, but myself, Julian and Nick will be back on the Sunday for the Bears Ice game, and it'll be interesting to see how Penrith Ice Palace looks on the Fox Sports coverage, because that's the first game hosted by the Bears for the ATC Fox Sports coverage for this year, and also last year they didn't go to Sydney Ice Arena, so this is the first Bears game that's been the game of the week hosted at home since I've been involved. Anywho, I'm Merck. Have a great weekend. Keep your stick on the ice. Keep out of the penalty box. See you next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please rise for the Zamboni!
hand for the Zambonis.
Get on the train, it takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while.
Why?
It's an away game. It's an away game.
I'm coming home soon.
Get on the train. It takes me away. Not gonna see you for a while. Get on the train. It takes me away. I'm coming back to you in style. It's an away game. It's an away game. It's an away game. Another away game. Just me and you. No more away games. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two. Just us two.